In almost every part of the country, finding a place to rent, any place, is really difficult. And for many families, getting an affordable rental is almost impossible. In the Queensland city of Bundaberg, the shortage is so bad that even people with stable jobs are living in cars or tents, as John Daly reports.
And what's your favourite dinosaur, do you reckon?
On his bedroom floor, 4-year-old Caden is showing off his dinosaur collection.
Is that off Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Ah.
But he'll soon have to pack up his toys. His family's rental home is being sold, and his mum, Taylor Dipple, hasn't found anywhere else to live.
We just can't find one. There's just not enough places and too many people. My partner's got a full-time job. He's making decent money and we can afford it, but there's, just not enough places.
Where are you going to go?
In a tent, unfortunately, and all the caravan parks are booked out, so it's looking like either we go out camping in the bush, and usually that's only a week stay, or in the 24-hour rest stops.
She says each rental has hundreds of applicants, and with a 7-month-old and another baby on the way, she's worried.
It's winter, it's freezing, it's raining all the time at the moment. They're tiny, and you don't want them being out in the cold. You don't want to see your kids in a tent. And, by the looks of it, I'll be having the newborn in the tent with us as well.
At the Angels Community Group Support Centre in Bundaberg, I meet Christy, who's got a job but is still sleeping in a tent.
Absolute joke. You try and go for a rental and there's 300 applications. Working full-time, so money's not a problem, but I'm still resorted to living in a tent at a friggin' scout hall.
Yeah.
The rental vacancy in Bundaberg is 0.4%, the lowest in a decade. The city sits in the safe LNP-held electorate of Hinkler, which also includes Childers and Hervey Bay.
And what else is your basic stuff in there?
Angels Community Group CEO Sue Tasker says homelessness and housing are big problems throughout the region.
It's terrible. We see it every day. And it's working people. It's not just your typical, what you imagine is a homeless person. They're either couch surfing or they're actually living on the streets. They're living in their cars. Yeah, it's quite scary how bad it is for people. I remember when I first started doing support work and that, the homeless was very, very few in Bundaberg. But not to the extent we have now. It's definitely got dramatically worse.
And she's worried about whether anything can be done to solve the problem.
Kids shouldn't be sleeping in their cars and then going to school the next day. And it's not just Bundaberg, it's across the board. So I think we need some quick answers. The solution isn't probably a quick one, but I think we need something to be done now so that people have somewhere safe to sleep.
Angels Community Group CEO Sue Tasker, ending John Daly's report there.